Freedom Screamer. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's Eric and Chris. Gary's out of town this week doing a presentation on farming out west, and he'll be back with us again. And so, and Lori should be with us tomorrow night. So it's just Eric and Chris tonight. And all I see is same, like a light flashing. And it's really sad,
Eric,
because, yeah, go ahead, Chris.
I had a really high compliment, a frequent guest caller on multiple shows on RBN contacted me and requested that Lori Anderson contact Brooks Agnew. Now, he's a very astute journalistic investigative reporter with a lot of sophistication knowledge, and he has some pretty high-up contacts in the Trump administration, and wanted to put her and Lazaro in contact with Brooks because he's writing a treatise or a book or something having to do with some of the treachery and treason of the theft of lands from the people by the Harry Reid cabal, the Clinton gang, and others under the scope and sphere of the abuse of their discretion by felony criminal converting the people's lands to their own private self-interest has been historically carried out in a pattern, practice, and custom under the Department of Interior and the Bureau of Land Management policies, criminal as they may be, of utilizing their special access to profit egregiously by preying on the people and converting their lands to their own self-interest for their egregious, unjust enrichment. And that's a felony criminal crime of seditious conspiracy to undermine the government by felony criminal converting the people's property to their own private interest for their own purient, deviant, insane scams and plans they put on the people utilizing their private-public privilege positions to their own private interest, just like Hillary Clinton did in selling America's uranium to our enemies in Russia, Rosatom and Uranium One.
Yeah, exactly. Rosatom is the parent company of Uranium One. I'm correct on that, right?
I think it's two different names. One's a parent company. One's a subsidiary. They oppose as Canadian companies, but they're Russian owned.
Exactly. Yeah, Uranium One is right. But their majority is Rosatom, which is Russian. And very interesting that, I mean, if you want to talk about a Russian connection. I think it's Oleg Besimov, is the guy who put together the Rosatom deal, which is, and if I'm not mistaken, I don't have my notes in front of me, but I'm pretty sure Rosatom is the parent company of Uranium One, Russian owned, and Rosatom also acquired Philips light bulb manufacturing, which is a huge conglomerate out of Europe, and the Russian Besimov, who was. Want to guess which investment firm he works for, Chris?
Well, I'm not positive of the name, but I think that's the same name I remember hearing Scott Benny talk about with the Brad Birkenfeld and the bankers that they were involved with when they got redirected. They were moving them from Virginia to California, and they got diverted in Oklahoma to Pennsylvania, and all these global banking guys, that's what Benny's forte was computer analysis of money laundering and terrorism funding operations. And he got put in jail when they arrested him, much like myself, you know, an innocent victim that because he learned too much and was exposing the truth of the Hillary Clinton cabal and her Hillary Foundation of using it. The foundation to mask the contributions to the Clinton gang under the guise of Bill Clinton speaking and her speaking, just basically payola, pay for play, to get special access to America's assets, property, lands, guns, drugs, and I'm sure sex trading of children and any type of other things, that just like a big pimp, whatever she could do to make money while at the expense of the people while she was the head of the State Department, abusing her discretion violently against ultra-violence against we the people, this woman ought to be under the jail with the rest of those criminals in the District of Criminals.
Right. Okay, you just cycled right back to what I wanted to follow up on, because it just, so you ended up with the jail, and while you were talking, and in the middle of what you just presented, you mentioned what came to my mind is we have to be careful about what conclusions we draw off who goes to jail and for what. Example, there are going to be a lot of players who are on the inside to a certain degree, whether it's a small degree or a larger degree, but not anywhere near the highest degree. And so it'll always be a lower player that they'll sacrifice, feed to the wolves, use as a sacrificial, somebody who maybe was about to come clean, somebody who didn't want to play ball anymore, somebody who crossed
like
the system.
Like Weinstein.
One of their own, so to speak, but they get set up and taken down. It happens so many, I would say at least hundreds of thousands, if not millions of times, this has happened nationwide over the last just 50, 60 years since the heavy-duty police state kind of went into effect after World War II.
That's the reason the snake cults have the snake in a circle, because it's eating its tail, because they'll eat their own, sacrifice them for the benefit of the bigger plan. It's like Van Jones. He said, we got to abandon the radical pose for the radical ends.
Yeah. If we had justice in the courts and in the justice system, so to speak, and if it was for real, you could trust that. We don't. And so how do you trust that people who are in jail are there for valid reasons? If
you can't.
So it may be there's a very good chance, I would make the argument, and this is not true in all cases, but in many, if not most, a lot of the inside, as far as the inside players who end up going, like James Traficant, you know, he was a member of Congress, and he got completely set up and railroaded because of his outspoken stance against Israel's stranglehold over our legislators, which they have through AIPAC and other Zionist organizations.
And Peter McKinney.
They put Israel first. I'm sorry, I don't live in Israel, and I don't. We got our own problems here that we got to take care of long before we start worrying about, you know, international conquest. It's just nothing more than servicing the multinational corporations on a resource grab. But so we have to be careful. The people who are winding up in jail may be the better of the insiders, the ones who are, you know, maybe either, you know, not finally, maybe it's resisting. You know, we just have to look at things with an open mind before we come to conclude. Now, if we have justice, you know, then I could say, well, yeah, all the bad people are in jail or went to prison, you know, and the good people haven't, and everything's perfect and right. But sure, that's not happening, and not even close. So I like to keep an open mind when somebody is getting set up and railroaded. You know, it may be because they were trying to do the right thing and the system took them down. I'll never forget when I was kept asking the question, you know, why aren't the police not taking a stronger stance against the New York State gun laws, you know, that they're going to have to enforce, and they're going to have to do gun confiscation like they did with Shane Bennett. Yeah.
When you look who you've got for governor and say with a Cuomo.
Hold on a second. Hold that thought for a second. Don't let that thought go anywhere, because I want you to get what you have to say out there. But I wanted to just finish the story real quick. When I was asking the really tough questions about why the cops weren't making a stronger stand in favor of the people and in favor of freedom, one of the guys kind of took me aside. He wasn't a cop. He was one of the chiefs of one of the local gun organizations. And he said, you got to understand the, he said, I'll give you an example. He said, a cop in, I think he said Ohio, uncovered a DEA agent was involved with child pornography. And when he took that evidence, came forward with the evidence, they set up the cop who was coming forward trying to do the right thing and sent him up the river to prison for like 3 or 4 years for some fabricated charge, some total BS. And he said, these cops are all under threat. If they wanted to do something right and something just, they're really almost just putting a loaded revolver to their head and pulling the trigger, it's that almost much of a guarantee that they're going to get taken down or taken out. So that's why, you know, be careful, people. Don't deal with the devil at all. Once you get in it, it's hard to get out. And find ways, though. There's always a way, especially if you turn and pray on it. Chris, go ahead. Yes, Cuomo.
Well,
the governor.
I understand that the governors and the state attorney generals and the, you know, the people that are in charge of these places, these elites that are supposed to be the representatives of the people, they have their own self-serving agendas. And those supersede the police because they're all subject to the boards of the county commissioners, the sheriffs, the police commissioner, whatever the title they give him. They're all employed by the county commission, the city council, the board of regents, whatever they call the ruling entity. And those tell him what to do, tell him. He always sets him up as the administrator or the management. And you can usually find them listed on Dun and Bradstreet as the title of the named county or entity that you're living in, or even the state. They're all listed
right.
on Dun and Bradstreet or MANA.com. They're private, profits corporations. And they hold their jobs at the pleasure of the county commission, the board of commissioners, the city council, the mayor, whatever the potentate, the Central Soviet Kais control system operator of all the different agencies and the legs of government are. They have the appearance of separated legs of power, but they're all assimilated into the boards of the city councils. And that is the controlling interest that controls the paycheck that gets the cooperation of the sheriff or the police chief, who is subject to that board or council and has to carry out their policies, or he doesn't maintain the pleasure, and they'll find somebody else that will toe the line, keep the status quo, steady as you go, and just keep on keeping on, keep the money rolling in, the revenue, moving it from the people's pocket to their pockets to fuel their insatiable lust for money.
Right.
Follow the money, and you'll find who controls and who's profiting at it, and that's who makes the rules for the policeman on the street and what he can or can't enforce, or who he can and can't arrest. We have a elite versus the rest of us. You're either with us or against us, as George Bush said.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Don't you love it? Revenue. Right. To redirect that money from us to them. But you're exactly right on that. Well, it's the ramifications of going to sleep at the wheel. It's the decadent society. It's what societies start out in bondage as slaves, and which that leads to faith. Faith leads to courage, and courage leads to freedom and independence. And then the freedom and independence leads to prosperity and great wealth and abundance. And abundance leads to apathy, and apathy leads to decadence, and decadence leads back to dependence, and the dependence is right back to the same slavery that we kind of had in the first place. So this is why if you're not, what did you do for freedom today? What did you do yesterday? What do you got planned for tomorrow and next week? Do something for freedom every day. Even if it's just put up one or two jury nullification flyers on a street post, or go to the comment section of many of these. Pick your website. There's millions of them out there. It could be anyone. It could be doesn't have to be a freedom or media, even a media website. It could be just a college. It could be any type of business. It could be whatever. You know, mainstream prostitute media, especially, writes for things like this, and post a few comments and a link to this broadcast. So people can get a little more expansion on the Patriot Truth. You know, look, Sean Hannity and all those, they're not going to be able to go the places that we go here. They're beholden to their corporate sponsors. And ultimately, I'm pretty sure most of them were CIA civilian assets anyway. You don't get that high, that far into this whole thing. Just, you know, they don't hire people on talent. They hire people on obedience. That's one of the criteria is obedience. Reacting to the first criteria, according to Inglis's book, The Harvard guru of education, is saying that the first principle of secondary education is the reacting in a certain way, in a habitual way, to an authority figure. conforming, obeying, lick the boots.
You know, you were mentioning Deborah Tavares and playing the Technocracy or the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Well, the individual who claims he wrote the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document, Hartford Van Dyke, and it was allegedly found inside a copying machine at Rand, or I forget where it was. I don't recall that specifically, but it was taken to Harvard School of Economics for a study on human resource management, efficient human resource management, to use technocracy or techno-crazy ideas to control everyone through all utilization of all forms of technology as a weapon of mass mind control.
Yep, it's a tyranny made simple. This is why it's scary. We could get some real simpleton running the new world, and we have some real. Now, I think they're more complex thinker in a very devious and evil way. The people who are at the top of the food chain, so to speak, right now are not simple minded. They have a plan. It's very devious. It's very evil. It's multi generational. It transcends the centuries. They're bound together by certain cults like the Freemasons and the various other spinoffs. You know, but I think the Freemasons are kind of the oldest. You know, of course, Zionism and Freemasonry, I would argue, go back to almost the same place, which is Nimrod, the same person, the same time, the same era. There's not much difference. The Zionists talk about their Freemason, their brother, what do they call it? Their Masonic, their social masonry. And,
I hear the music.
We'll be right back after this break. Thanks for joining us, people. It's Eric and Chris on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We shall be right back after this break.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with voracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. And won't you listen if you can't say anything real nice? It's better not to talk at all, that's my advice. We're split, you go your way, I'll go mine, it's best we do. Here's a kiss and I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. Well, it makes no difference how I carry on. You remember, you can't talk about me when I'm gone. Give this girl a kiss, I hope that this makes her do the boogaloo. Makes no difference how I carry on. Won't you remember, please don't talk about me. Please don't talk about me. Please don't talk about me when I'm you to talk about me. Don't say a mumbling word about me when I'm gone. I'm gone.
Yeah, welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. You have got to love it. That's Sammy Davis Jr. from 1966. Oh, yeah. Derek with Chris in Las Vegas. Thanks for joining us on the RBN Network. Don't forget to support the network. We're just talking about a variety of things tonight. Let me see if I can squeeze this one article in here before we go to the break. Now, if I cut myself off, I hereby authorize Chris from Las Vegas to take over the broadcast temporarily while Mike attempts to reestablish contact. Okay, so hold tight.
You know I'm an experienced talent.
Which one do I want to grab? Let me grab this one here.
I've got something while you're deciding.
Okay.
The listeners may like this one. Title 28, USC, Section 1361. An action to compel an officer of the United States to perform his duty. The district court shall have original jurisdiction of any action in the nature of a mandamus to compel an officer or employee of the United States or any agency thereof to perform a duty owed to the plaintiff. The federal statute permits any citizen to file a lawsuit in the federal courts to obtain a court order requiring a federal official to perform a mandatory duty to halt unlawful acts. This is Title 28, United States Code, Section 1361. How about that one?
Very interesting. Very interesting. The NRA, the National Rifle Association, favors bump stock regulation. Oh, boy, here we go with the NRA. Oh, favoring regulation. Here we go. And this is from, where did I get this from? Deadline.
While you're looking, you have to remember the NRA was taken over by outside influences that have other agendas several years ago after Charlton Heston left.
Well, I like Gun Owners of America much better because the Gun Owners of America realize that any infringement is unlawful. The National Rifle Association came out of mass shooting triggered social media darkness to issue its first statement on the Las Vegas murder of 58 people. The powerful gun lobbies called for additional regulations. Let me read that sentence again. The powerful gun lobby called for additional regulations on the device that was used by the shooter that is designed to allow semi-automatic rifles to function like fully automatic rifles. Oh, boy, jeez. Oh, notice the gun. Now the gun's bad. The statement was blasted out to media as today's White House press briefing was getting underway. Sarah Huckabee Sanders took questions on the news, saying bump stock devices came up among those who traveled with the President Donald Trump to Las Vegas to meet with survivor and first responders on Wednesday. The NRA stopped short of calling for legislation. Okay. In its statement, the NRA said...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting
Network. We'll
be
right back after this break.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Well, don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine, and we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's all right. Yes, everything's all right.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you. Never you're not far head out. Then you feel everything's alright, yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment sweet for the fire in your head and feet. Close your eyes and relax, think of nothing to know.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us. It's Derek and Chris. We'll have Gary back again next week. Gary's doing a presentation on, I think it's on organic farming. He's still kicking in the farming community at over 80 years old, which is awesome. So, I mean, do we need to know more than just this right here? Okay, so in its statement, blah, 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 NRA, blah, blah, blah. This is the National Rifle Association, supposed gun rights organization, and this is how they stick it in our back every time. It says, despite the fact that the Obama administration approved the sale of bump stocks on at least two occasions, the National Rifle Association is calling on the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives to immediately review whether these devices comply with federal law. Are you kidding me? Did you just get that? And I don't think they wrote this to I mean, that's just pretty much deadpan right there, despite the fact. Oh, my God. Hold on a sec. Oh, this quote's right from the NRA. Oh, see, that's even worse. Oh, shit. Despite the fact that this is the NRA talking now. I thought this quote was from the article. This article is quoting the NRA spokesperson. Oh, God. Now get this now. The NRA is more into gun control, more liberal, more progressive, more gun grabber than Obama? I can't believe I just said that. I mean, this is the NRA talking. Quote. The quote from the NRA, quote, despite the fact that the Obama administration approved the sale of bump stocks on at least two occasions, the National Rifle Association wants the BATF to immediately review whether these devices comply with federal law, as if the federal government has any jurisdiction in individual states or counties or homes with guns of any sort. I mean, did you get that? The NRA is more liberal and more gun grabber than Obama. That's according to them. Despite the fact that Obama was cool with bump stocks, we're not. We want the BATF to go out and kick in some more doors and go get those bump stocks because they don't comply with federal law. That's the NRA talking. I just noticed that was a quote from them. Oh, God. The NRA believes, I guess this is still them talking, it's still quote, the quote continues, quote, I see the quotation marks. The NRA believes, this is them speaking about themselves, the NRA believes that that devices designed to allow semi-automatic rifles to function like fully automatic rifles should be subject to additional regulations. Oh boy, aren't you all glad you're a member of the NRA? This is the NRA talking now. They just told you that they're more liberal on gun grabbing, more they're bigger gun grabbers than Obama. And their right. words, despite the fact. I mean, can you believe this?
I told you they've been undermined, taken over, and seditiously converted, co-opted by the Soros group. They put their agents in there.
And that they're stupid enough to even, I guess I'm glad that their devils are stupid enough to be honest, things. The NRA believes that devices designed to allow semi-automatic rifles to function like fully automatic rifles should be subject to additional regulations. Why? We need to have the same firepower, if not more, than the government does at all times, because I'll tell you right now, people, it's the only thing keeping them in check. I don't care if it's old Bushma or Bush or Obama or Hillary or Trump, or pick your poison. But the NRA just told you in a quote that they are not only more liberal than Obama on guns, bigger gun grabbers, but they also believe that they're pretty much against fully automatic rifles, and they want to regulate them even further, which is regulation is nothing more than confiscation. They know that. This is the NRA has been completely co-opted, taken over. This is, oh, and by the way, I was having a chat with a man who said, you know about the New York State Constitutional Convention, right? I said, yeah. I said, I know about that. I've been following the progress, and there's going to be a vote in New York this fall on whether there should be a constitutional convention. And I tell you, if they allow these New York attorneys to open up the New York State Constitution, forget it. It's bye-bye. Everything that was even close to decent will be gone. They want to get rid of elected judges. And I asked the guy, I said, what do you think? And he said, well, one of the problems is the Constitutional Convention is they don't want elected judges anymore. And that's the only thing keeping the judge, most of these judges, even close to somewhat of a rational stance as far as respect of freedom, is the fact that they're elected and they got to go up for office again. They can only do so much tyranny and so much witches court operations with bonded cases and admiralty law and judicial procedure trumping constitutional rights and protections, and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, part of what keeps them in line even a little bit is the vote.
Did you get knocked off there, Eric? Sounds like he might have. His observations are right on point. This country is in a heap of trouble. We got November the 4th bearing down upon us. We got false flags everywhere. Your fail-safe position should be at least suspicious of anything that has any major consequences of political ends of anti-gun or trying to create the illusion that somebody is at odds with one party or the other. The divide and conquer insanity of the left, the George Soros-funded Occupy, Tides Foundation, Antifa, Obama's fascist army, or as he calls it, Organizing for America. I think we may have. That's why I was carrying on, if that's good for you.
This
controlled opposition, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, problem, reaction, solution, you present both sides, the counterinsurgency and the insurgency, create the illusion of conflict, invite a few sympathizers of both sides and some useful idiots, and pay a bunch of hired actors, private foreign corporate mercenaries, to go out and perpetrate the atrocities against one another, the good guys versus the bad guys, the black hats versus the white hats, the color versus the color, whatever false paradigm, a false choice you want to pose to the people to give them the illusion there's a conflict, that there's violence raging in America, that it's Black Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter, or and it's the people against the police, or the football players against the police, or the police against the people. These are all division, derision concepts posed by those who really want to divide, separate, and make us easier to conquer by not being united Americans in this continent. No matter what our color or our political ends, most of us can find commonality on common sense foundational precepts that America was created, such as having families that can be kept safe from predatory pedophiles that want to prostitute, murder them, rob them, rape them, eat them, whatever the other insane things these diabolical policemen want to do, bathe in their blood, sell their baby parts like Bob Corker all over the world for personal profit. These demoniacs, these maniacs, these savages who pose themselves as sane people, well, they sent me to have my competency affirmed. They deemed that I was a truly dangerous individual. Well, I guess if truth can be deemed terrorism in times of universal deceit, as Orwell observed in 1984, then we're truly living in his Orwellian world of dystopia, of where we're seeing what is posed as truth being untruth, and what is true is being posed as lies. This is what we
see. Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, exactly what the Bible calls for as well in the end times. You know, what is true will be false, what is false will seem to be true. Keep your discernment on high. Ken, we'll get to Ken in a second. But yeah, there's been prophecies about this throughout the centuries. Thousands of years worth of prophecies, hasn't there, Chris?
Well, they've been doing the same thing ever since Nero watched Rome burn. They burned the Reichstag. They blew up the Twin Towers. They attacked the Branch Davidians. They attacked Randy Weaver on Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City. I mean, one false flag after another. This has been
once again, this all starts out in the schools. They can get your children early. Acosta, the guy, Secretary of what, Labor? Yeah, he was there at the meeting when Trump signed his education initiative, because he's just drooling for these millions of children to enter his giant labor force so he can manipulate and manage everything that they do. And he said, I'm the father of two young girls, and I understand how important it is to get started early. Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Ken in New York, are you with us, Ken?
Yes, I am, and thank you for taking my call, Eric, and hello
sure.
to Chris. And, you know, oh, I Chris, I hereby confer a PhD upon you, because I know everything you talk about, but you have the gift of being able to project it.
I can only thank the Creator for that.
I mentioned a while back, and you caught my attention again, with the I've been seeing the stickers about, and every one of them that I've seen, the stickers on the back of the cars, it says conventional, convention, about the convention, it says vote no. And I've seen a new one lately where on the bottom of the sticker, there's a red line, and it says equals more taxes. I'm not sure what that's about, but it's just something that I've noticed lately.
What did it say? I didn't catch that. Repeat that. What was the phrase?
Okay, on the bottom of the it's a sticker that I've been seeing on the back of the cars and everybody's bumpers. Quite a few of them,
yes,
actually.
Yeah, vote no.
It says vote no, but on the bottom there's another one where it says equal, the equal symbol, more taxes.
Right, okay.
I don't know if this means anything. I don't know what it has to do with
the convention. I think they're saying that, right, I think that because it says vote no, constitutional convention, and then it says equals, so So they're saying, I think they're what they're trying to say is the Constitutional Convention equals more taxes. Oh, and I'm sure they're right. They're not going to pass up an opportunity to raise, I mean, just do anything and everything they can to completely destroy the last little bit of bastion of freedom. Because under, I think it's Article 10, Article 1, Section 10, Article 1, Section 10 of the New York State Constitution says we're still under common law. And it's got a little bit of legalese in there, but not too bad. And it's just basically one paragraph. And it says, since, you know, New York was a colony in 1775 and made a state in 1777 and as amended as of 2012 or 2014, New York is still under, you know, common law and blah, blah, blah. And it's not very long. It's just like a page. And it's something that you can use in your... I'm not saying this is going to be some magical thing that's going to get you out of the witch's court, but it's just one of the tools in the box that you can use is the article in the New York State, if you're in New York. And other states' constitutions are fashioned very much similarly. For example, here's what they did by constitutional convention in 1968 in New York, escheat, and it's a legal term in Black's law that is the reversion, meaning the reverting, meaning the taking back, the transferring of all private property, all property, it says, back to the state. That means with one vote of basically of a couple of dozen lawyers, attorneys, in 1968 at the Constitutional Convention, they passed a bunch of garbage about the environment and about teachers' tenure, and then escheat, E-C-H-E-A-T, look it up. And that's when property taxes came in, and that's when they started stealing people's houses and saying, if you don't pay a school tax, and you're going to support the teachers' unions who vote for us, then we're going to steal your house. And so anyway, that's what they can do. In Florida, they changed the habeas corpus clause to read, cannot be suspended, habeas corpus cannot be suspended unless times of insurrection, rebellion, or to uphold the integrity of the system. If the system has any integrity in Florida. And they could do anything.
First plane. Of the Communist Manifesto is all property lies in the state.
Right.
I've heard that before.
And that's in effect if you don't pay
What is that term again you used?
Escheat. It's
Some call it escheat.
E-A-T. Okay, I may be pronouncing it wrong. It's E-S-C-H. E-S-C-H-E-A-T. I call it escheat. I don't know. Is it a sheet or escheat? I don't know. But E-S-C-H-E-A-T. Yeah, look it up in there. And it's a real word. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I've looked it up in my standard dictionary, but it's in Black's Law, and that's the one that the witches use. And so...
Well,
that's kind of what you got to go by if you're going to be in their witch's court, unfortunately.
I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but we have one of the oldest sheriff's departments in the country. Ours is supposed to go in Suffolk County. It's supposed to go back to 1683.
Wow.
I'm sure it's been corrupted since then because I'm sure all they do is knock on doors and serve you with summonses, which happened
here's the deal. The older ones are worse. Because they are ingrained way deeper into the Masonic lodges. It goes way back. And people think I'm being a conspiracy. Don't any of you new listeners, that's not a conspiracy theory saying the sheriff's departments are all tied together at the hip with the Masons. Just look up the Masonic chip, M-A-S-O-N-I-C-H-I-P. Look at the Michigan State Fair. Look at states all around the country and sheriff's departments all around the country that are in public, online. Look it up. Look it up, the Masons. Child ID program. They want to put the Masonic chip, which is a little radio frequency identification chip, under the child's skin so they can track, trace, and database them for his protection, his or her, for little Johnny or little Julie's protection, for their security, of course.
In conjunction with sheriff's ID program.
And it's not just the sheriff's departments, also the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Defense, the U.S. military, is involved, as well as multiple, numerous multinational, international corporations. with your sheriff's departments and your local Masonic Lodge to database your children. I just wanted to get that out there in case anybody thought I was being a little off the wall talking about the sheriffs and the Freemasons. Oh, you can be assured. They are one and the same in most jurisdictions, and the older ones are worse, unfortunately.
I didn't know that, but I can't say that I'm surprised. And what I'd like to tell you is the choice that we have now as far as who to vote for, which I'm not crazy about either one, but I think I will choose the opposite of the party I'm registered with, which is Republican. I like to use General Salenti's term. Basically, I'm a political atheist, but I only
who's running against
Republican.
So who are the two candidates? Share with our listeners who are the two candidates.
We have a guy named Zachary, and we have another guy, which he just happens to be black, but he seems to have a much better education, and his name is Toulon, T-O-U-L-O-N. Now, the guy that is the favorite for the Republican Party, which I really don't want anything to do with, I sort of picture this guy. He was pictured in the first card that I received in the mail as a guy in a jumpsuit with a helmet and a chin strap and police written across his chest. And he's currently head of security at Stony Brook University, which means, you know, that's a rent-a-cop as far as I'm concerned. And he's running against a guy that has all kinds of political accolades, and he basically jumps from one executive position to another. And he's been in various kinds of law enforcement for 30 years, but I'm thinking that he'll do a lot less damage because all he does is take political positions. What do you think?
I tell you, they're going to do equal amounts of damage. It's sad. If one of those disqualifiers in anybody's criteria for who you're going to vote for, they're a member of either political corporation, the R or the D. They got to be disqualified because they're going to do the same thing.
Here's what I'm going to do. I've already let both of my representatives know, the Democrat and the Republican, not that it would do any good, of course, but I just said, listen, I'm 64. I've been hearing this crap for 25, 30 years that I can remember. Nothing gets any better. The point is, the other guy that I would choose, only because, see, the Republican guy is saying the answer is more cops and more prison, and we know what that's all about. Now, the Democrats are saying less prison, but I know they're all invested in their pensions are all invested in CoreCivic. The only thing I would say is, look, I'm going to give you guys one more chance. Not that it makes any difference, but I'm just going to cancel my voter registration. I'm going to go the Ralph Winterode route and just to untie myself from it.
Withdraw your consent as much as you possibly can and still function and still put food on the table. That's absolutely a great way to go, wherever you can. If any little ways you can get out of this and get out of the grip of the Antichrist system is a positive thing, and it all helps.
Ralph says that the law of necessity, I asked him one time, is the laws of necessity, which is the thing you use, he says that it is, I said, does it have standing in court and is it real? And he said it was. So, for example, in my case, I'd like to untie myself from the system, but I want to be absolutely sure that I understand every aspect of it before I go do it. And I want to, since I have a mortgage, there are some parts of my life where I have to function in the system. I want to get more details on this. But he says the law.
Then you're not going to. Then I don't recommend the complete look. Like you said, you're still got to dip in the system to a certain degree. So pretending that you're going to completely make a break from it is not realistic. So get on an ad hoc issue at a time, one little thing at a time. You can buy local here, fix local there. Not sponsor this multinational corporation. Pass out 10-year nullification flyers. Little yeah. things like that, where you just needle them. That's the best way to go.
Yeah.
Chris?
Well, does Chris have an opinion?
Yeah, I was going to say,
one minute.
Again, I suggest you uh-oh, let's see. I might have muted out again. Sorry about that.
Okay,
have I
got 1 minute, Chris. Yeah, got to make it quick,
sorry.
1 minute.
I got this crazy phone, I'm sorry.
It's okay. You want to wrap it up? It's about 30 seconds left, Chris.
Yeah.
Well, we got the music. Listen, hold that thought, Chris, till tomorrow, okay? Well, it's a good spot to leave off. Ken, thank you for the call. We appreciate y'all sponsoring the network and supporting the network. Appreciate your listeners out there. If you can afford to support the network, please do. And if you can't afford to support the network, please be an activist. Something to spread the link and spread the word so our listenership will increase. That'll really help the network a lot. So be an advertiser for the RBN Network. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thank you, Chris, and I want to thank Mike on the board who puts things together, and he's the man behind the scenes that makes it all happen. Thanks, John Pat Miller and Mike Herzog as well. Keep Tom Lockavara in your prayers. He's going to be out soon. Within a couple of weeks, I think we'll be hearing from him, if not sooner. I think the date is the 25th that we're looking at right now. We'll see if the witches court sticks to that or not. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow on RBN Network. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. Have a good night.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic.